V'zeh bechinas shir hamikva amal amal barum shalosh amos. Now we go back to what we said before, describing the dimensions, the minimum dimensions of a mikvah. It's an amah by an amah and three amos high. Ze bechinas sholesh regolim. This corresponds to the three holidays. Shemishom ikar hascholas aliyoso kanal. Because we said that's where the beginning of the aliyah of the malchus starts there, in the sholesh by the three holidays. Ze bechinas amo al amo, ze bechinas tzadik yesoid oilam. That amo al amo refers to the tzadik. The amo is another word also for the bris kodesh. The bris is called amo in the Gemara and in the Torah. So when we use the term amo, it refers to the midah of yesoid. Amo al amo is a code word for the tzadik. Tzadik yesoid oilam. Shehu kolil mikol hatlas regolim. He is a composite of all three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. Vehu nikra b'shem Amo. He is called Amo. K'meshikos of Rabbeinu Neriyor b'simin samagimel. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 63 in Likutei Moran, which speaks all about Bris Mila. In that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal shows that the Amo is the tzaddik. Shehu b'chinas Amo Bas Shisha Tfochim. Because the Gemara says, how large is an Amo? An Amo is six Tfochim. And six Tfochim represents the six Sphirois. We know that Yesoid, the Midah of Yesoid, is the sixth one of the Sphirois. Chesed Gvura Teferes, Netzach Hoid Yesoid. And that's why Yosef, who is the symbol of Tzadik, Yosef is Bigimatria six times Yudke Vovke, to show that that's the midah of Yesoid. That's these six tfachim which make up an amo. Ayin Shom, look over there in chapter 63 in the Likutei Moran. The ikar tikuna, and the main tikun of the malchus, al yodoy, is through the tzaddik. K'moshe kosuv, as the pasuk says, yehelmeini tzaddik v'yoychi chesed v'yoychi cheni. This is the pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal brings over there in Torah Lamed about giving toychocha, that the tzaddik will fix me with his chesed and he will reprimand me. Ki ikar hatoychocha shubchinas raglin sha'al yodoy nistakenes hu'al yidei b'chinas hatzaddik shehu kolul mikol hasholesh regolim. Because the main reprimand, which is the feet, the chosim haraglin, we said, through which we bring about a tikkun for the malchus, is through the tzaddik, who is a composite of all three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. That's this amo al amo, which is three amos high. That's this mikvah, which we said is amo al amo, barum sholosh amos. Interesting. My Rebbe Zichron Avrocha, Rav Rosenfeld, once, one of the most incredible chidushim that he told us was regarding tshuva, regarding purification. We know that regarding a Jew becoming purified, we say a mikvah. A mikvah purifies a person. So in the Gemara, it says that usually when you have something unkosher, something bad, if it mixes with enough good, the good can nullify the bad. We have a concept of botel b'shishim, we have a concept of bitel b'roiv, that certain things, if something unkosher falls into a majority of kosher, the fact that the kosher has the majority, that can nullify the negative aspect of the unkosher. That's in midoraisa. Midrabonon, you have this bitel b'shishim, sometimes you need 60 times as much. And in certain instances, the Torah tells us that this item is, the tumah in it is so powerful that it cannot become nullified. In the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, it gives a whole list of categories. Something that's very spicy, very sharp, you know, spices cannot become nullified. Even if you mix it with 100 times as much, it can still be felt. Pepper, for example, you take a spoon of ground black pepper and put it into a large pot of soup. I don't care if the soup is 500 times as much as you have 500 spoons of soup, you're going to feel the taste of that pepper in it. So the Gemara says that there are certain things which afilu be'elef loy botli. Even if you have 1,000 times as much kosher, it does not become nullified. One example of that is a beria, a complete organism. For example, if you have a grasshopper or a worm, an unkosher worm that falls into a pot of soup, even if you have 100 times as much soup or whatever, you know, of the kosher item, it cannot nullify it because a beria is considered something chashuv, something respectable, something important. If a half a worm falls in, or if a half a piece of non-kosher chicken, that's one thing. But if it's an entire item, a complete organism, that cannot become nullified. That's the opinion of most of the rabbis. That's the opinion in the Bavli. In the Yerushalmi, Talmud Yerushalmi, it quotes an opinion that if you have 960 times as much kosher as the non-kosher, it can even nullify a beria, a complete organism. And the Gemara shows how it comes to that calculation of the 960 specifically. On this, the Sforim bring a beria. A beria is a complete organism. A beria can be a person, a human being, a person who committed many sins. He is a beria that's tameh. He made himself impure. So there is this concept, there is this opinion that says if you have 960 times as much kosher, it can even nullify the tumah in a beria. What are examples of this? One example of this is a mikveh. Because we know a mikveh, we just learned here, the minimum size of a mikveh is 40 saw. But we know that saw is not usually the most common liquid measure that's used throughout the Torah. Usually when we talk about liquid measures, we're dealing in lugin. We talk about making kiddush. The kiddush cup has to be a revius. A revius of what? A revius halug, a quarter of a lug. Lug is the most common liquid measure usually. So the Torah tells us how many lugin go into a saw. So there's a Rashi in Chumash and Bishalach and other places where it says that a saw is 6 kav and a kav is 4 lug, which means there's 24 lugim in a saw. So that a mikveh, which has to be minimum 40 saw, it means it's 40 times 24, which is 960. And this is a remez, this is a hint, that if you have 960 units of kosher, if you have a mikveh that has 960 lug of water, of pure water, that can even purify a beria, a complete organism, a human being who goes into this mikveh. It nullifies the tumah, the negativity that's found in that person. That's a place. The place is a mikveh. A time. We know that there is a special time of the year that's designated for tshuva. When the Shulchan Aruch introduces the high holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, it starts off. When does that period start? From Rosh Chodesh Elul. The Sfardim have the custom, they start saying Slichas on Rosh Chodesh Elul. By us, we have the custom, we start blowing Shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul in the morning. The 40-day period from Rosh Chodesh Elul through Yom Kippur, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven and got Hashem to say, Solachti Kedvarecha, to forgive the Jews for the greatest sin of all time, the Egel Azov. That's designated as a time for tshuva, those 40 days. 40 days, 24 hours, 960. We have this 960 unit of time, this period in the year, when a beria can become purified. There's such a power of tahara. They're called yemei rotzon, days when Hashem is especially warm to us and wants to bring us close to Him. A Jew during that 40-day period, there is these 960 hours of kedusha that can even purify a beria. So we have the time. Now we come to the third item, which is the tzaddik. We have, because we know everything in this world, the physical world, operates within time, zman, mokoim, And then there's the level of creation, doimem, tzomeach, chai, and medaber. Within medaber, the highest level at medaber is human beings. Within the human beings, the highest level is the Jewish people. Within the Jewish people, the highest level is the tzaddik. Who is the tzaddik? The term tzaddik in the Torah, the default for that is Yosef HaTzaddik. We mentioned before that Yosef's bigamatria is 6 times Yudkei Vavkei, corresponding to the midah of Yesoid, which is tzaddik. So we find that the word Yosef, we know that the letter Pei in Hebrew is used as an abbreviation for times. When you want to multiply, we say Chamesh Pamim Shesh. The letter Pei implies multiplication. So that Yosef's Hatzadik's name is Yudvav Pe'omim Samach. 16 times 60. 16 times 60 equals 960, showing that the tzaddik is a mikveh. A person comes to the tzaddik, that same power that mikveh has, that 40 times 24 units of water to purify, to take the woman who is nida and make her toher, to make a person toher, that same power is found in those 40 days of the year from Rosh Chodesh El Yom Kippur. That same power the tzaddik has. The tzaddik is a mikveh, as we just showed here. The tzaddik is the amo al amo barum sholoi shamois. Because the Gemara says the three holidays, who establishes the kedusha of the three holidays? The tzaddikim. The says Eile Moyade Hashem, these are the holidays, Asher Tikra'u Atem Moyadim. Bezdin is the one who decides when it's Rosh Chodesh and when the holidays are. The Gemara says the kiddush of the holidays come from the Talmidei Chachamim. That's why there's a special mitzvah to visit your rabbi, Chayev Odom Lahakbil Pnei Rabbi Beregel. Special mitzvah to visit your rabbi on the holidays. Why? Because the holiday is the rabbi. The rabbi is the holiday. The kiddush of Yontif is the kiddush of the tzaddik, the kiddush of the tzaddikim. They're the ones who define when the holiday is based on Rosh Chodesh, and the whole kiddush of Yontif, this Eil Miyad Hashem, comes from them, from the tzaddikim. Continuing inside, Gam Barum Sholei Shamois, now Rav Nosson Zal says, we said how the tzaddik is the amo al amo. Why three amois of height? Marames al Sholosh Aliois Shetzrichol Alois. That alludes to the three elevations that the Malchus has to be elevated. Whenever we talk about elevating the Malchus has to go through three rounds of Aliyah. Ki tchilas tikuna al yedei toichocha, shubchinas raglin. The first level of tikun of the Malchus is, we said, through the toichocha. The toichocha is what slices apart the Malchus of Kedusha from the Malchus of the Sitrachra, which we said is associated with the feet. The Toichocha was the Choysam Horaglin, we had learned earlier. V'zeh b'chinas she'oila el netzach hoy yisoy. This is the concept of the Malchus rising up one elevation to the level of the Sfirois of netzach hoy yisoy, which are referred to as Raglin. V'shom nizgale ha'chesed. And Rabbeinu Zal tells us over there that through the proper kind of toichocha, we elevate the malchus and we reveal the chesed. Es asher yehav Hashem yochiach. The kitzru lefi chesed, we mentioned. V'zeh b'chinas she'oilo el chesed gvura teferes. That's the second elevation, whereby the malchus goes up to the next level, which is the spherois of chesed, that the unit of three, chesed, gvura, teferes, which is labeled chesed. Chesed is the top one. Vaydezeh, and after you elevated the malchus, those two elevations, then it's ready to go the third round to plug into the oyer haponim. Al yedezeh oyle el oyer haponim. V'zeh b'chinas she'oyle el chochma bino das. That's the malchus going up to the spheroids of chochma bino das, shehu oyer haponim, which are referred to as the light of the face. This terminology is mentioned throughout the Zohar HaKodesh, throughout the Kisvei Arizal, that we're always involved in Tikkun HaMalchus and in elevating the Malchus. The term elevating the Malchus, there's so much written about it, because we said the Malchus can even fall into the hands of the Klipos. The Malchus is Sphira number 7 or number 10 on the list, if we talk about the full 10, which sometimes falls down into the basement, into the hands of the Klipos. And we've learned that there are certain mitzvahs like Ktoiris. We bring the 11 spices of Ktoiris. And in the Ktoiris, spice number 11 was the Chelbana, which had a terrible odor to it. That represents the fact that the Malchus has fallen into the Sitrachra, into the Klipos. Those Jews who have fallen, they're out of the ballpark. They've fallen into the hands of the Sitrachra. And we want to bring them back. And we do it through those 11 spices of the Ktoiris. So when we bring the there's the first elevation is taking the Malchus out of the hands of the Sitra Achra and putting it in the ring, in the arena of Kedusha. That's number one. Then we talk about taking the Malchus and elevating it to the Midos of Netzach Hoyd Yisoid, because it's brought that the first letters of Netzach Hoyd Yisoid, Nun Hey Yud, are Begematria 65, which is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is the Malchus. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is always the name for Malchus. So the Malchus receives from Netzach Hoyd Yisoid, and the Malchus has the ability to be elevated, to be picked up and plugged into Netzach Hoyd Yisoid. That's one elevation. Then the Malchus has the ability to go even higher, to move up to the next floor, which is Chesed Gvura Teferis, to move up to there. And then the Malchus has the ability to be picked up and elevated to Chochma Bino Das, to plug into the Oyer Haponim where it's receiving from there. The Malchus moves around, in a sense. And the Tikkuni Zohar, it speaks about the Vav and the Chirik in the Hebrew language. You have the letter Vav, which represents Zeranpin, the six Midos of Chesed through Yesoid. And you have the Malchus, which is represented many times by a dot, a nekuda, a black dot. So the dot, you can have the dot under the Vav, you can have the dot in middle of the Vav, and you can have the dot on top of the Vav. You have the concept of Eshes Chayil Ateres Bala. It says the woman of valor, she's the crown on the head of her husband. This is the concept of the Malchus moving, that the Malchus sometimes is below Zeranpin, below the spheres of Chesed through Yesoid. The Malchus sometimes could be equal. It could move up to Netzach Hoyd Yesoid, or it could even move up to Chesed Gvur Teferes. And sometimes the Malchus can even bypass. The woman can go above her husband, in a sense, where she becomes the crown on his head. That's where the Malchus goes up to Chachma Bino Das. It goes up that third elevation. And that's the symbolism in the mikveh. That the mikveh is Amo al Amo, which represents the tzaddik, Barum Sholosh Amos, three Amos high, implying the three holidays. The tzaddik who is kolol from the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, and the tzaddik who plays this role through this toichocha and this revelation of chesed, elevating the Malchus, these three different elevations. First to Netzach Hoyd Yisoid, then to Chesed Gvur Teferes, then to Chochma Bina Das, to the Or Haponim.